You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back talking about something that's extraordinarily important, and that's the power of touch. You know, doctors, quote-unquote, lay hands on their patients all the time, but do you realize how important touch is? Well, we're going to discuss that right now with Dr. Tiffany Field, PhD. She's the director of the Touch Research Institute in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Miami School of Medicine. We call it UHealth. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you work with the March of Dimes and several other companies and develop these alternative therapies to help kids.
Right. Well, we've been working with March of Dimes and Johnson & Johnson and lots of other companies to basically help any condition. And they range from psychiatric conditions to attention disorders, cardiovascular, pain syndromes, autoimmune problems like asthma and dermatitis, diabetes, and immune conditions like cancer and HIV.
Well,
we've literally done over 100 studies on these conditions, all at basically UM Med School and Jackson Memorial.
Now, everybody says, oh, you're not feeling good. Let me just give you a hug. That really works, doesn't it?
Yeah, no. If it's a good hug, if it's a flimsy hug, it's not good. But all of this is about stimulating pressure receptors. And we know this because we have done compare muscle pressure massage with light pressure. And the only thing that works is moderate pressure. The moderate pressure puts you in a relaxed state and leads to all kinds of biochemical and physiological effects. And the light pressure is stimulating and arousing and has the opposite effects. Mm-hmm. So if you have a good hug, that's good. But if you have an A-frame hug, not so good.
Now, how about kisses? How do kisses fit into all this?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, no one studies kissing. You know, it's very strange. I don't know if you remember, but there was a senator, Proxmire from University of Wisconsin, he was a senator in the federal government.
Sure, I remember Senator Proxmire, of course. I'm an old man,
no.
I know that.
He said we shouldn't fund studies on love because everyone knows everything they need to know about love. And I think kissing falls into the same category. I don't think any federal grant has covered kissing.
Well, what is the most effective thing that somebody can do to calm down their child?
Well, I think the most effective, just based on our own research, is to give them a little back rub. You know, hugging is good, but back rubs are excellent for kids. They just love it. Some kids love having their heads rubbed. And, you know, all of this is like predetermined because even the newborns tell us that they prefer having their heads rubbed or their back rubbed or whatever. So you have to take the cues from the kid.
Now, it sounds to me like that the need to be touched then is innate, and you were talking about the sensors and receptors that are involved. What's the way to best activate those sensors and receptors, and what do they generate?
Well, the best way is like moderate pressure, and you can achieve that by getting a back rub, rolling a tennis ball across your limbs, fast walking, doing yoga, anything that stimulates the pressure receptors on your skin. You just have to move your skin. And what that does is it increases what's called vagal activity. It puts you in a relaxed state. So your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate goes down, your stress hormones are decreased. And because your stress hormones are decreased, you can survive immune cells like they're called natural killer cells, and they kill bacterial, viral, and cancer cells. And it also increases the body's natural pain reliever, which is called serotonin. That's the chemical in the body that reduces pain and also reduces depression. And it also reduces substance P, which causes pain. So there's a lot of good things that come from this. And it's not just massage therapy. It's anything that moves the skin.
So it's moving the skin per se, not this muscle stuff. So it could be just, you know, when I see my mom, who's 70-something years old, she comes over, or I go over to her house, I make it a point to make sure I hug her, I rub her arm, and I kiss her. She says that the touching is the most important thing.
Yes, exactly. That is the best therapy she can receive. And she can do it to herself, too. You know, she can rub her arms and, you know, rub her neck. A lot of the massage therapy studies we do, we do self-massage. We teach people self-massage. So, for example, there was this doctor in Baltimore, Maryland, who cut a tendon in the back of the nape of the neck by mistake, and his patient no longer had migraines. So we said, okay, so the best thing to do to reduce migraines is to massage the nape of your neck, and anyone can do that to themselves. So, 58% reduction in headache days.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
That's absolutely cool, all just from paying it forward and giving out a little love and tenderness.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what is the best place if somebody needs to relax? What's the best place to rub? I mean, some people say foot. Some people, I guess, say like by their temples. What do you find has the most results in helping people get it back together?
Well, you know, we haven't really compared. We always massage the area that's affected. So if you have low back pain, we massage that area. If you have, I already mentioned the migraines. If you have neck arthritis, we massage that area. And I think, you know, people can self-massage those areas whenever they're, you know, they're feeling pain in those areas. So that's what we suggest. And like I said, people have personal preferences right from birth about, you know, if you're not having pain or you're not having any particular problem, you can just massage whatever, you know, self-massage whatever area feels good.
Yeah, I do that all the time, including right now I'm self-massaging because I have back pain. Wanda's self-massaging because she has neck pain. Wanda, keep it up. Mellow out, girlfriend. Mellow out. So, Doc, we've only got a couple minutes left. Let's say somebody, their child's acting up. They want to help their child out. They want to get their child mellow. They want to create the ability for their child to stay calm and relaxed. How do they get a hold of you and your team?
Well, I think holding a child, rubbing their backs, you know, of course, you remove them from the overstimulating situation. But, you know, anything like that, you know, hugging and physical affection is great for kids. They love it, and they do. It is very calming.
Listen, all I can tell you is you may not have told me anything new, but you reinforced everything that I know. And it's great to hear, because in such a hard-driving, everyday world where kids are pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, it's nice to hear, why don't you just give them a hug, let them relax, rub their neck, and generate that positive energy between parent and child, and between each parent as well, I would imagine.
Exactly. That's every family should be doing it to each other, because it's very, very needed and necessary. And it's a horrible thing that a lot of children are developing the same pain syndromes, like fibromyalgia and arthritis, that adults have. And it's just from stress.
Well, that's not good. We need to reduce their stress. And I can tell you is that I know it works, because my wife is suffering from very major kidney disease. And when I rub her kidneys in the back in the morning, it helps her system revitalize. And she goes number one like a racehorse, which is a miracle for her.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing that I do in the day. And I want to thank you for coming on our show, talking to us about the healing power of love and touch. And I certainly hope that you'll keep it up and high five as many people as you can, because I got to believe that is some good touching too.
Thanks.
All right. Dr. Tiffany Field, PhD, director of the Touch Research Institute at the Department of Pediatrics at UHealth. Thanks again for coming on Positive Energy Day.
Thank you, Jim.